Chapter 2. Inside the palace, Tom waited for Edward to return. He walked up and down in the prince's expensive clothes. It was fun. But Edward did not come back. Tom was worried. Then a girl came in.
"Who are you?" said Tom.
"It is me, Lady Jane Grey," said the girl.
"I do not know you," said Tom. "I am not the prince."
Lady Jane ran out of the room. Men came to look at the prince. They were worried.
"The prince is mad," they said.
"I am not mad," said Tom. "I am not the prince." They did not listen to Tom. "We don't believe you," they said. "You are the prince." Outside the palace, Edward was confused.
"No one believes I am the prince," he thought.
Tom's dad found him and took him home. Tom's mother was worried.
"I am not a beggar," said Edward. "I am the prince."
Everybody laughed at him.
"He is mad," they said.
"I am not mad," said Edward. "I am the prince."
They did not listen to him.
"We don't believe you," they said. "You are not the prince."
Edward was sad. Tom's mum looked at Edward. "He looks like my son," she thought. "But he does not act like my son." She was sad too. Inside the palace, the men took Tom to see the king. The king was a very big man.
"How are you, son?" said the king.
"I'm sorry, but I am not your son," said Tom. "I am just a poor beggar."
The king laughed.
"I do not believe you, because we are speaking Latin. Beggars do not speak Latin. You are my son. You are the prince. You are just ill."
"Maybe he is too ill," said the Duke of Norfolk.
"Maybe he will be a bad king."
The king was angry.
"The Duke of Norfolk must die."
Everyone was surprised. Tom was not happy. The Duke of Norfolk should not die.
"I need the Great Seal," said the king. "I must put the king's seal on the death paper. Where is it?"
Everyone looked at Tom. "The prince has it," they said. Tom was scared.
"I do not know where the Great Seal is," he said, "because I am not the prince."
They took Tom back to his room. Servants waited for him.
"We must get you ready for dinner," they said.
Before he went to dinner, the servants dressed him. When he ate dinner, the servants fed him. After dinner, the servants undressed him and put him to bed. He was never alone.
"It is no fun being a prince," he thought.
Outside the palace, Edward was unhappy. No one helped him. He must do everything himself. He did not know how to do things himself. It was hard. Tom's dad was angry.
"I will hit you," said Tom's dad. "It will hurt."
Someone tried to stop Tom's dad, so he hit them instead. It was Father Andrew. He died. Tom's dad was scared. He ran away. He took Edward with him, but Edward got away. He saw Tom. Tom was on a boat on the river. Edward was angry.
"That boy took my place," he thought. "I will kill him."
People watched the boat. They were happy to see the prince. Edward was angry.
"That is not the prince," he shouted. "I am the prince."
The people laughed at him. Edward got angry. The people got angry too. They wanted to hurt Edward.
Stop! Shouted a man. He had a sword. He protected Edward. The people went away. Edward did not say thank you, because princes do not say thank you. The man was called Miles Hendon. He had just returned from a long war. I don't believe this boy is the prince, thought Miles, but I want to help him.